Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I am a Republican, but I'm also an American. America spoke. They voted for Obama. We need to pull together as a country, and all of the people in Congress, the Senate, they need to pull together, and they need to think about what all of the American people need and what is good for this country. And if that means that right now Republicans have to lean in a little bit, they need to lean in, and they need to fix this budget, and we need to move forward as a country.
There's a talk radio caller who thinks it's time for both sides to stop fighting and get together to solve America's economic problems. I guess the fiscal cliff would be the number one item on this week's countdown. I don't guess it. I know it. I'm looking at the research done by the folks at Talkers.com, responsible for monitoring the talk radio industry, talk radio programs, hosts, stations all around the country to determine this week's list. In fact, the list every week, and the fiscal cliff, our economic reality, is number one. Let's go through the list from number 10 to number one.
Number 10,
the resignation of Jesse Jackson Jr. from Congress.
Number 9,
the bankruptcy of the Hostess Bakery Company.
Number 8,
the proposal in Illinois to offer driver's licenses to illegal immigrants.
Number 7.
Number 7 is the nudity ban in San Francisco.
Number 6,
the holiday week, your Black Friday, all that good stuff from Thanksgiving.
Number 5.
The election and fallout, which sort of remains a big discussion.
Number 4.
What's going on in the Middle East?
Number 3.
The Benghazi investigation.
Number 2.
The Petraeus-Broadwell scandal.
Number 1.
And our fiscal reality, that is the number one item, and we'll spend a good deal of time on that, including inviting your calls as reaction to this at 800-510-8255. Let's get started in depth by listening to radio host Bill Meyer talking to Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon about whether the president wants us to go over the cliff or not.
All we hear about here, Congressman, fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff, fiscal cliff. And there's a part of me that wonders if the president really wouldn't just as soon have us go over the cliff. Any comment on that? What are you hearing up in D.C.?
Well, what I hope is that that's not the case. It's unfortunate that the president hasn't put forward a specific plan sooner. But, you know, it was the election year. The House, under Republican leadership, did put forward a plan. A very specific plan. We passed it with, I believe, bipartisan support, sent it to the Senate on how to avoid the cliff, both on tax policy and on spending policy, while still achieving the reductions called for by the Budget Control Act. So, I mean, we came up with a thoughtful approach. It went nowhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate, and here we sit. Now, the good news is the Speaker went to the White House on Friday with the notion that what first needed to be put in place was a framework on how to find a solution, and he proffered that in their meetings. And it seems that they're headed in a better direction now as a result. And so, you know, over this week and early into next week, hopefully we can find common ground. But, Bill, nobody expects, if you're a Democrat especially, that the president's somehow going to abandon his principles. Nor should they expect the Republicans are somehow going to abandon theirs. That's not going to happen. But somewhere in the middle, we should be able to find common ground that doesn't violate either party's principles.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the principles involved here. I think, Aaron, if I talked about Democratic principles, is that, you know, raise taxes, and if, you know, and then of course you have on the Republican side, generally speaking, not wanting to raise taxes. So how do you split that baby, huh?
Yeah. So that's kind of one of the core pieces here, and that is you know, don't raise tax rates that are going to depress the economy by negatively affecting the job creators. But you don't have to raise tax rates. There are special interest provisions in the tax code that should be reviewed and closed. There are ways to generate revenue without raising tax rates. And so I think that's what, you know, the Republicans are putting on the table is we realize there are other ways to raise rates. We actually think you get the economy going again. You get more people getting paid better than they're getting paid today. you'll generate revenue to the government, and that's where we should go. And so I think there's some openings here to accomplish what needs to be accomplished and solve the problem.
Solving the problem is a good idea, right? 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com as we go through the number one item this week on our talk radio review, the fiscal cliff. Let's listen to a couple of more pieces of sound from various radio programs that we've monitored, and then we'll take some of your calls on the so-called fiscal cliff. Here's host Hillary Howard along with Sean Anderson talking to Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about the negotiations in Congress to avoid the problem.
Why the pessimism after the opening round of negotiations?
We saw a very public display of cooperation, conciliatory rhetoric last week after the first round of talks at the White House. Behind the scenes, there's more pessimism among staffers. The Republicans made an opening offer this week and really didn't move away from any of their positions. They want to see freezing of the Bush-era tax rate, so all of that stays in place. They want to change the so-called inflation calculator for entitlement programs. They want to overhaul the tax code and keep the estate tax at 2012 levels. Now, it's important to say this is just the opening offer. Each side is going to start with their firmly held beliefs and put out their best possible offer for themselves, and things have to move from there. But what was disappointing to Democratic staffers is the absence of any real concessions on the Republican side. They're very much each starting in their corner here, and I think some of the staffers were hoping to see at least a little bit of movement early on. This is going to be a tough process.
Well, after the break for turkey and stuffing, are we going to see more talk soon, or have they decided that yet?
We are going to see lots of talks. And in fact, publicly, we saw President Obama at the White House pardoning the turkey, and we had Cobbler and Gobbler there, rhyming name turkeys. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes all week, staff has continued to meet, and the principals will be getting together again after the break. They don't have a lot of weeks left. I mean, the so-called fiscal cliff when the tax rates are going to change, those will lapse and the defense cuts will start. That all happens at the beginning of next year. So we just don't have a lot of time left to get a big deal through. Now, we could see a breakthrough deal. We could see the nation go over the cliff, and then there are some intermediary steps they could do, maybe a smaller deal, push off the big controversies until next year, do some kind of band-aid approach or move the time frame. That's a favorite gambit of Congress. So there are lots of ways this could end up, but what's clear is they have a lot of tough work ahead of them in the next few weeks.
Why do all those people from Politico.com sound like they're still in high school? Have you noticed that? 800-510-8255. All right, one more piece from a respected host, and then some of your calls as we can fit them in here. Number one this week is the fiscal cliff, and that's where we are as we review the top 10 here on the countdown.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
We interrupt our program with massively fantastic news. Even more Old Navy favorites will be on sale Saturday as Cheermageddon continues. And here's an eyewitness account. Can you tell our audience what you're seeing?
More deals are incoming. Good gravy! It's Jingle Jammies for $8 and Fans Graphic Tees just $5 for the family.
This Saturday, continue to shop the most epically friendly sale ever. It's Cheermageddon at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/24, excludes licensed sleepwear.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Liz.
Todd.
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. A few more minutes on the number one issue this week. We're discussing the fiscal cliff. Here's host Garland Robinette with financial analyst Will McBride about how the U.S. is not alone in this problem.
It's beginning to look like, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, we're entering a period where it's no longer just about politics and have and have nots. It's beginning to feel like a real fiscal crisis, but it feels worldwide. Am I exaggerating?
Oh, no. It is an epidemic, I would describe it, as a epidemic among the modern welfare states. So this is no coincidence that it's happening in multiple countries in Europe at the same time, mostly in Southern Europe. And it's happening in the U.S., and it's happened in Canada. It happened to them in the 90s. So what this is, it has all the same symptoms. It's an accumulation of deficits year after year, and finally a debt level that is so high that the credit agencies start to downgrade the sovereign debt. That happened to us, as we know, in 2011 for the first time last year, and now other credit agencies are threatening to do that if we don't resolve this fiscal cliff. So, and then it, you know, the end game, it appears, there's a couple of end games. Canada found their way out of it by massive reform and restructuring their taxes and putting themselves on a very solid growth trajectory. And then we have the alternative, which is Greece, Spain, and Italy, which are basket cases, and they're just getting worse and worse. France seems to want to join that crowd. They're all growing and they're either in recession or they're essentially flatlining. And there's really no hope. They seem to be getting worse and worse. So I think we have to make that choice as a country, which path we want to go down.
Charles, you're on the countdown.
These people are saying these things about raising tax on the rich will not benefit, but it will. During the Clinton years, the corporate tax rate was about 39-something, and it created 23 million jobs. Now, that time was different. The thing is now, what the president's saying is raise tax on people to make $250,000. That's very few people, $250,000, will hurt small business. Very small percentage. Now, if we keep the tax cut on the wealthy, that's going to cost us even more money. And this thing about the debt, that's a long-term thing. That's not a real big issue right now, although they make it out to be. If we went over the fiscal cliff, you know, you still have time to negotiate and come up with a deal. It would take time for it to affect the economy. And the American people have spoken. Now it's time to go with the president's plan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move along now. We've done number one, spent a good deal of time talking about the fiscal situation. Number two is the scandal involving General Petraeus, or Mr. Petraeus and Ms. Broadwell. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about some of the speculation this week that he, Congressman Rogers, will be picked to replace David Petraeus as director of the CIA.
His job is as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He is a former state senator, a former FBI special agent, a former U.S. Army officer, and then November 12th, I started referring to you as Mr. Director. CIA Director, you've been talked about as one of the potential fine candidates for that position. What can you tell us about that?
Well, first of all, it sounds to me as if you are trying to get me to be the former congressman. I need to.
I would never try to unseat you. And if you don't want the job, you can say so here and now. But it seems like you'd be a perfect fit for that kind of position with your background.
Well, I mean, it's certainly it was the name at least publicly has been bandied about. They're going through a process now for that position. I have every expectation I will be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which is a great job to where I want to be, and it's the kind of work that I think is important for the
You've
country.
Done...
And here's the best part of that.
Yes.
I am going to serve with the chairwoman, Candace Miller, at Homeland Security. I'm very, very... I have great expectations. She's going to be the next chairman of Homeland Security.
All right, good deflection, but have you had any conversation that you can share with us without getting into the details regarding the position of director of the CIA with people who could be involved in that kind of decision-making process?
I would not be able to confirm nor deny any discussions on the process that they may be going through on the CIA director. I will tell you, I have every expectation that I will be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in January.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Don't you love that when politicians have that? All right, so much for that smoke. Number two is what happens in the aftermath of the scandal and the attention being paid to Jill Kelly, who apparently received a prestigious award from the Joint Chiefs of Staff last year. But let's not get stuck on that. Let's go to number three this week on the countdown, the investigation into what happened in Benghazi. Here's host Joe Gallucci talking to Oliver North. North says, what we are missing is what wasn't done in the lead to the attack, lead up to the attack in Benghazi.
Benghazi, what are the red flags for you, sir?
Gosh, I mean, one of the problems is our colleagues, you know, in the media, keep going after who was it that tweaked the talking points and things like that. That's almost irrelevant, because this is, after all, the same administration that described a jihadi terror attack at Fort Hood, Texas, as workplace violence. So we shouldn't be surprised that somebody takes a word out of talking points and, for example, Al-Qaeda, and replaces it with extremists. What's really important is what we're ignoring. What was and wasn't done in the months, weeks, days, and hours leading up to the attack, and wasn't done during the attack to save lives or to... I mean, it went on for 7.5 hours. If it's really true that there were no military assets available, and I'm not certain that is the truth, by the way, that's what they're saying, why? How can it be that Ronald Reagan, back 25 years ago, and I was there when all this happened, could react in 45 minutes to taking out the hijackers of the cruise ship Achille Lauro back in 1985, and here we are in 2012 with far more capabilities, but there's no military assets available? If that's true, that's a crime. In Washington, D.C., it's usually the cover-up that's bigger than the crime. In this case, it's the crime that's bigger than the cover-up. And this administration is grievously at fault, whether it's malevolence or incompetence. We need to find out, because we've got literally hundreds of embassies and military facilities and American businesses that are now at enormous risk because of Benghazi.
Hi, this is Ollie North, and now up next in a few moments, number four, the violence in the Middle East here on the countdown.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment, a most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 65 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one U.S. Marine delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to over 7 million children in over 700 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 2nd. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Second half hour of the review, this hour, devoted to actually counting down from number 10 to number 1, the hot issues, the charts for the week of November the 19th to the 23rd on our Talk Radio Review, thanks to the folks at Talkers.com. Number 1, the fiscal cliff. Number 2, the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. Number 3, the Benghazi investigation. That gets us to number 4, the violence in the Middle East under intense Egyptian and American pressure. Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas halted 8 days of bloody conflict this week, averting a full-scale Israeli ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, without really resolving the underlying disputes. Has been going on for years and years. Here's host David Patterson with Ambassador Ido Aroni, Consul General of Israel, about the agreed ceasefire.
And this is not a rhetorical question, but do you feel any relief upon the announcement of this ceasefire?
Well, you know, we'll have to wait and see whether peace and tranquility will be maintained. It remains to be seen. You know, I'd like to remind our listeners that the only reason and the only reason we went in is to stop the constant shelling and firing of rockets and mortars into Israel. And if that would be, if that peace and quiet will be kept, then we will keep our side of the bargain.
I remember being in Israel in the fall of 2008 when there would be rockets fired from Gaza into Israel every day, 2 or 3 of them. And I remember being there with General Al-Mulg, he the first to jump off the plane in the raid on Entebbe, and he was telling me that this happens, but he and I are standing right there, meaning that one could come any minute as far as we knew. It was probably the most frightening moment of my life. I don't know how so many people are able to go about their day-to-day duties and affairs in the midst of such violence and hatred?
Well, the truth is we can't. We showed the utmost degree of restraint until a certain point where you say enough is enough. For how long can you allow an enemy that doesn't even recognize your right to exist to threaten your life, to paralyze your economy, to put one-third of your population within range? 1 million people live in shelters for a week now. Hundreds of thousands of children did not go to school. Thousands of businesses went under. We lost billions in this. So for how long can you absorb that? So Israel's economy and Israel's society are known for their resilience, but at one point the Israeli government said enough is enough, and we decided to launch this military operation. I have to say with a great deal of satisfaction that nearly 1,000 targets in the Gaza Strip, most of them are armament depots, were destroyed by the Israeli Air Force. In some cases, we went after the heads of the snake, the leaders of the terrorist organizations of Hamas. Hamas is a wide, probably the largest terrorist network in the world, and they have their own country, popularly referred to by the Israelis as Hamastan. It's called Gaza Strip, Hamastan. They say it jokingly, but they actually mean it very, very seriously. Hamas was able to turn the entire Gaza Strip into one big weapon depot.
The Israeli forces are still massed on the Gaza border. Calm, though, if you listen to some of the people that are over there now, it seems, as someone has pointed out, I've been over there four times, so I know how the pulse of the nation is. They have begun to take this stuff almost in stride, which is really kind of a... It's a real comment on the reality of what goes on both sides. The success of the truce, obviously, a test of how the new Egyptian government, the Islamist government there, may influence the this conflict in the Middle East that goes on and on and on. Both Israel and Hamas claiming victory, and now that the ceasefire has gone into effect, I think that's always interesting to listen to that. But let's go on, because there are a number of other things that we need to touch on as the Talk Radio Countdown Show pursues all top 10, so you can know what's been in review, if you will, on all of your favorite talk radio stations. Here's number five's the election fallout's input from host Pete Kelliner, who talked to a caller about two Republican strategists who say Rush Limbaugh is to blame for Romney's loss in the election.
Two political consultants in the GOP have gone after Rush Limbaugh, saying that Rush is to blame. The biggest problem that Romney had was the Republican primary, said Mike Murphy. He said that's what's driving the Republican brand right now to a disaster, and we've got to kind of get a party view of America that's not right out of Rush Limbaugh's dream journal. That's what's driving the Republican brand right now to a disaster. A party view of America right out of Rush Limbaugh's dream journal. So, do you think he's right or wrong? Is Rush to blame? Does he share any of the blame at all in the conservative new media as well? All right, let's go to Dick. Hey, Dick.
The answer to your question straight up is no. I do not think that Rush Limbaugh is the cause of the end of the, what happened to Romney and stuff. The point being is he wasn't for Romney to begin with. He rallied the troops to go Republican no matter what. He didn't say anything bad about the guy in the latter months. He did have some criticism towards him in terms of not standing up in the debates, pointing out Benghazi, that he was too polite a man not to go after him. But the Republican Party has thrown up the weaknesses of the Doles. This country, the last election made it less, probably more polarized, but less on one end, because that the 51% went over the glass, and we're not going to get it back anymore. And the Republican Party has to have a reason to say, you know, why it went down. They've been doing this to themselves for years. They never stood for anything, and now they're trying to change a cheeseburger to a blue cheeseburger with Lady Gaga on it just to accommodate. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've been listening to him for years. I am 58. I am in his demographics. I'm a chubby little white bald-headed guy, you know. But I'm getting sick of having to make excuses for my chubby little white bald-headed guy, you know. I think I'm as much as a person as, you know, anybody else out there, and we need to talk more in the future between everybody just so we can get on common ground somewhere that we agree that we're human beings and we're all, you know, not bad people.
We do need to get on some common grounds, no question about that. Thank you for that input. Number five, the reaction to the election still going on. Rush Limbaugh is he to blame for Romney's loss? Interesting speculation this week on a lot of talk radio programs. The News Talk World is what we survey here every week as we move on to number six. Listening to a couple of different radio programs talking about Black Friday and Thanksgiving. Here host John McGinnis, one of his callers, talking about some employees protesting the stores opening up on Thanksgiving Day.
This organized group known as Our Walmart, not a union, not unionized employees, but they want to encourage employees of Walmart to walk out on the job, for starters. And apparently they must have picked up on some, I would say, lack of likelihood for that to occur. So therefore, they've moved to the next option, and that is they're going to have protests outside Walmart stores. And they can only do it if it's for a legitimate protest, not for any kind of unionizing efforts. So says the National Labor Relations Board, and they also opine that this is not an effort to unionize, therefore it can happen.
You know, first of all, my thought is that these employees, they sought the employment, and they understood what was available and what was not. Yeah. And they chose to be hired, and the company chose to hire them. And now to change the rules subsequently, let me give you a simile. It's like the Walmart employer saying, hey, we've decided, arbitrarily decided, who is, you know, who is social and who is asocial, and we're going to change your hours according to the number of people that come in during that time. I bet they wouldn't like that.
Absolutely.
You know, changing the rules after they had begun, just to me, it doesn't seem reasonable.
Yeah, no, I see it the same way. I know this is not a real legitimate component of this question, but working on a holiday is just, in my humble opinion, not that big a thing. And I probably worked about 20 plus Christmases over my career. I never minded it, and I always enjoyed Christmas nonetheless. In fact, there's a kind of a social element that's in play, I think, on the holidays that isn't there other times. It's kind of fun to engage with people, and you still have a big chunk of the day, if you divide it into a 24-hour period, to spend time with family and friends and do whatever it is that you like to do to celebrate the holiday.
So this year, Black Friday got off to its earliest start ever. A lot of shoppers put down their turkey and went right to the malls. Typically, the stores open up at midnight or in the wee hours of the morning after Thanksgiving, and that's why it's called Black Friday, because it's when the stores usually turn a profit for the year. This is when it starts, and the next month is all right to the bottom line. In fact, generations of shoppers have made Black Friday rituals, go to bed early after the turkey, get up early, and go to the stores. But it's madness. It will be madness. You know what the driving is going to be like today. If you have the day off, are you going to go do some of your holiday shopping today? 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting. About 11,000 shoppers were in a line around Macy's in New York City when it opened up. Some of them had been there since the parade on Thursday. All right, so that's that stuff. Let's get to the San Francisco nudity ban. That's up next here on the countdown as number seven is in focus.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy. GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fidelity Investments is taking connectivity to the financial markets to the next level with their next generation of mobile apps for iPhone and Android smartphones. Richard Blanc, Executive Vice President, Digital Distribution at Fidelity.
The demand for sophisticated mobile solutions is increasing, and Fidelity is answering that challenge with their next generation mobile apps that give investors real-time analysis, research, and trading tools in the palm of their hand.
For more information, go to fidelity.com/iPhone and fidelity.com/Android. Systems availability and response times may be subject to mobile phone network and market conditions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The countdown continues now. I'm Doug Steffen reviewing the top 10 this week. We're at number 7, which is the discussion that went on all around the country of the proposed nudity ban in San Francisco. Here's host Peter Tilden and his producer talking about why they think San Francisco's ban was the right decision.
I don't want to see me naked. Why should I expose this to anybody else, really? It would be an HR thing within a second, okay? If I walked in without pants, somebody's going HR right away. So why should I be out in the public just because it's San Francisco and I got to see somebody walking around? Why do you really have to be naked in public? Plus, if a restaurant has a bee and you sit down on your bare butt in that restaurant after what I just said as far as restaurant stuff, They should slap an E in the window or close it up or put police tape around the door. I don't want to be anywhere. I'm waiting for a bus where a guy sat naked. I don't think so. I'm going for a snow cone where you're standing with your thing there. And I also, if I have a young kid, I don't want to be forced to have the birds and bees discussion just because you decided to walk out topless or pantsless. Take Robert. Robert's like 7 or 6, and we're at Venice Beach on a Sunday, and I picked the right Sunday to take him where there are a couple women parading around completely naked. I think there was some kind of protest. I forget. Do you remember what that was, Wayman?
It was something about freeing the breast. I remember.
That if guys can walk around topless, so should women. And that's exactly the day that I'm there with my like 6-year-old who's going, what is that? And then you can't just have like a hamburger and a day. I got to now start explaining stuff. And, you know, please.
It's never the people you want to see naked.
No. You know, and I believe the other part of that is like nude beaches. You ever been on a nude beach?
Well, Venice was partially nude for a hot second.
Here's what they need to do on nude beaches. They need to label them. There should be a fit nude beach, a 30 pounds over nude beach, a 60 pound nude beach, and an obese. And I'm not saying that to discriminate against people. It's just if you're heavy, you don't want to be at a 10-pound over nude beach if you're 50 pounds over. You want to be on a 50 pounds over where everybody kind of looks like you, you know? I also don't want to be surprised when I come over that sand dune and go, whoa.
Whoa.
That's it. The best piece of good audio is what gets you to imagine in your mind. You use your imagination. And Peter talking about a guy sitting on a bus naked, that really does it, right? Doesn't that? You get that, and then you think, oof, yeah. All right, so that's number 7. We get to number 8, 9, and 10 in the next few minutes. The people list this week includes at number 9, Rahm Emanuel. Number 10, Rahm Emanuel. Number 9, Mrs. Clinton. Number 8, Susan Wright. Number 7, Mohammed Abbas. Number 6, Netanyahu. Number 5, John Allen. Number 4, Jill Kelly and Paula Broadwell tied there. David Petraeus, number 3. John Boehner is number 2. And Barack Obama, number 1 on that list. We'll complete our charts in a moment here on the countdown.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is a weekly event, 52 weeks a year, an overview from the Talkers.com website and also from our research producers of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing what the number 1 through 10 items have been in terms of national issues. And we're at number 8 this week, the situation in Illinois where there's been a proposal for people who are illegal to get driver's licenses. Here's host Jay Weber talking about this proposed Illinois law, anyway.
Let's focus on whether or not this law is going to solve the problem that Illinois lawmakers claim it will solve, which is unlicensed, uninsured drivers. And I know, you conservatives are going to want to read more into this, but Illinois supporters of this are coming from both parties, and they are claiming, honestly, no kidding, these licenses for illegals would be separate and distinct. They could not be used for identity purposes. They could not be used to access benefits, etc. They say this is all about making sure more illegal aliens know how to drive in America, and this will lead to safer roads because they will have a license, they will have their car registered, they will have car insurance when they drive. Reuters says, Illinois may soon become the most populous U.S. state to grant a form of driver's license to illegal immigrants after the nation's growing Hispanic population boosted the power of the Democrats in national and state elections on November 6th. A bipartisan group of Illinois politicians, and it's not that bipartisan, there are a few Republicans along with this, A bipartisan group of Illinois politicians announced on Tuesday they would propose such a law when the legislature reconvenes on November 27th. Washington State and New Mexico are the only states that currently allow illegal immigrants to get licenses. A California law that allows immigrants with federal work permits to receive driver's licenses will take effect in January of 2013 in California. Supporters said the law would be good for public safety, allowing Illinois immigrant motorists to get tested on their driving skills and to buy insurance. Quote, when you have a quarter of a million undocumented drivers on the road, it's definitely a safety concern, said Ron Holmes, spokesman for Illinois, the Illinois Senate president. So if we take this claim at face value, this is about safer roads and more people with car insurance. Does offering illegal drivers, illegals driver's licenses solve that problem? Do you really think that this is going to somehow make America's roads or Illinois' roads safer? Because I think they're morons for even suggesting it. Quoting the story again, supporters said the law would be good for public safety, allowing immigrant motorists to get tested on their driving skills and buy insurance. Folks, they're illegal.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, right? 800-510-8255, always the connection line here, or email to me, doug@dougstefan.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Get those directions at dougstefan.com in the listen box. Number 9, the demise of Hostess, the Hostess brand. They've announced plans for a shutdown, cost all of the thousands of people their jobs immediately, about 18,000 plus. Bakers for the company would rather lose their jobs than take pay cuts. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to Aaron Katursky, the ABC reporter following the Hostess plan.
It seems as if with those brand names, Aaron, that somebody would jump right in on that.
Yeah, they are, as the you know, as the CEO told us, you know, these products resonate, and so they are attractive to buyers. And there's already talk that maybe the maker of Tasty Cake or the maker of Entenmann's and Sara Lee may be interested at least in some of the brands and buying up the recipes. Now, whether they also buy the bakeries and employ all those people that are losing their jobs, that remains to be seen.
And, Aaron, so are the prospects pretty good that somebody will be buying Hostess and it won't be out of business forever?
Well, the prospects seem good. There does seem to be, you know, some interest, and they've already had some interest, we're told. But we don't know whether that interest is going to mean, you know, the whole operation restarts the way it's been for the last 82 years, or whether people are only interested in buying, you know, the nameplate and maybe the recipe and doing away with everything else. The you know, the maker of Grupo Bimbo, you know, who they make all sorts of snacks based in Mexico. They're thought to be one of the leading options to buy Hostess, but whether they would just fold those operations into their existing operations in Mexico or whether they'd keep around the 36 bakeries that operate in this country, you know, that's kind of an open question.
All right, so it is what it is. You like that stuff's not good for you anyway, but it's kind of fun to eat some of those. I remember as a kid eating the yellow, the lemon-filled Hostess cupcakes. Ooh, yum. Number 10 on the countdown, some of the politicians on the other side are saying yum with the resignation of Jesse Jackson Jr. A lot of political reporters trying to get into the core of what the problem is. Apparently he's being investigated for some malfeasance using his office. He's got a good teacher, though, and his father, so that'll play itself out. The poll today and over the weekend at DougStefan.com focuses on your shopping habits for a Black Friday and the weekend, so you may want to check that out, along with a complete list on the topic.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond tangy tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.